Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here. It's Monday, so it must be the 16th of January 2012. This is my audio boot. So, a couple of quick shout-outs, I think. First off to Acrobat on your question about sleep patterns and having a later sleep pattern at weekends and an early one on weekdays. I think yes, it's perfectly natural for people to do that because commitments allow for that kind of behaviour. So you've got things to do on Saturday, but they're a little bit later, or maybe nothing planned at all on Sunday, all that kind of stuff. So consequently, you take advantage of that by staying up later the night before. Perfectly natural. I think, and also the question about whether it's healthier to have a constant sleep pattern rather than one that varies like that. I think the answer is probably dependent upon age. I think when you're young, you are more readily able to absorb variations in sleep pattern. So, you know, when I was young, I'd be quite happy to stay up all night with a particular, you know, social engagement of whatever description, or whatever it took my fancy. I think the body bounces back from that quite quickly and recovers quite quickly when you're young, and I think as you get older, less so. And that's why I think as one gets older, one tends to then prefer the regular 7 days a week sleep pattern. That's my opinion. Be interesting subject you've raised there, even though you didn't mean to. Look forward to hearing what you think about that. Whether you've noticed a change in your own preferences. So there we go. The other thing I want to talk about was a response to Pilgrim Chris about using at signs in audiobook titles. And I do think it's very interesting how we're getting back to that etiquette question that I raised a little while ago about people's expectations. What do you expect? When do you expect someone to listen to your boo or not? Or when do you think you should be expected to listen to someone's boo or not? And categories and of connections and all sorts of stuff like that. So I'm intrigued. I'm particularly intrigued because it seemed when I was talking about it before that Pilgrim Chris, you were one of the people that was railing against me trying to sort of understand the rules or trying to impose rules. I think maybe there was a misunderstanding at some point where I thought you thought that I was trying to impose rules on other people. But anyway, let's not rehash that one. I think it's interesting that you're talking about this new rule that if you I'm trying to understand the difference. So if you at sign someone and don't put it in brackets, then that's a private message. And if you at someone and you do put it in brackets, then it's a semi-private, semi-public. I don't see the point really, because if it's private, then just do it as a DM, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, I don't know. Please explain. Or not. Don't mind. Anyway, yes, that's all for now. Toodle-boo. Take care of yourselves, everyone. Thank you for listening and work. And hope you have a good Monday. Email count is 4 at the moment. 2 proper emails and 2 just news Google alerts, news stories that I want to read. I haven't got around to reading yet, and I'll read them during the day today. Not a bad email count, really. 4 emails. Definitely less of the screen full. Toodle-boo.